But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, Clint. The Rockets are still the number two team in the West, but they are on a bit of a slide. They've lost three in a row, and they went on the road yesterday, and they lost that game to the Knicks. Now, I would also point out, Clint, in this game, there was no Alperen Şengün, and there was no – and Şengün's missed multiple games here, and there was also no – Fred VanVleet. He was also out of the game. So your starting center and your all-star, and then your point guard as well, he was out of this game. And they held it. They were leading most of the game, as Chris knows. They were leading most of the game and until that fourth quarter got there. And listen, it's frustrating you win three in a row, and I've said it, Clint. The expectations have changed with this thing thus far. But I think the things you can look at, and you heard it on the broadcast from the Knicks guys, a lot of, hey, this is a physical team. This is a team that we know you got to pick it up and step it up against. So you can see they are thoroughly creating this this thing about themselves and this and what they are and what you have to expect to see them every time you play the Rockets. And you're doing it and hanging in this game against a really good team, the Knicks, one of the best records in the NBA, third in the East, just because Boston and Cleveland are really getting off. You were in that the whole way, and you lost towards the end of the game without two of your big weapons. To me, yes, it's frustrating, but I still continue to see positive and become excited and to think in some of these games when you have Şengün there, when you have even Fred, when you have your full complement of guys, that it will look different. So, yes, it's frustrating, and they need to get going, and the expectations have changed. But I didn't come away from last night being disappointed. I was a little disappointed that game against the Nets. That was rough, and they got them again tonight. But I didn't come away from it yesterday being disappointed that they took an L to the Knicks.
Yeah, I think I'm probably beyond getting beside myself about a certain one game, right? I think they've earned the right in such a long season to maybe, you know, have a bad outing from time to time. And then you look at the simple fact that last night you're missing one of your top two scorers on the team, as well as the one guy that has the ability to get in there and really control the game and control the tempo of the game. At any given moment, those are two critical pieces, and so yeah, I don't know, man. I look at it, and I'm not beside myself about any single game with the Rockets. Now the overall three games skid, you know, you're flirting with some issues here, and you know you need to right the ship.
Is this like, can we stop? This is the second day in a row they have just come in here and parachuted on one of our segments. Do we need to have a sing off?
No. I'm not. I'd rather not. You can. You can do all you want to. Stand up and sing.
This is the second time they've parachuted.
I was totally distracted in my thought because it's screaming over here next to me.
Then we need to have a sing-off.
Yeah, I mean, that's up to you, man. Get stand up and just yell and cheat.
I didn't know if we needed to do this.
What song are you going with?
Oh, God. What was that they were just singing? I can't make it out. 6 feet. I can't make it. I can't make it out. What would we go? What would we go with?
I ain't got it. I ain't got it, Chief.
Yeah, I got a couple. My go-to is always Five Steps by Drew Hill.
I don't know if I got that one. I don't know how many people in this room got that one. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say probably wouldn't be much as much of a hit if you went Five Step Drew Hill.
I think it's just the loudness of it. If you really hit it, and I think you're wrong, because I think the folks at that table would stand up and start singing it with us. I think there's a couple of other tables around here.
Well, you got a couple. I didn't understand what that song was, but the one yesterday was one that everybody in this building knows no matter what. Yeah. Same thing again. Same song again. Yeah, that's a different.
Yeah, it's the same song. It's Creed, One Last Breath. They sing it apparently every day at this time.
Oh, well done. Good job, man. That's impressive.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And they went Creed.
Radio's all about creating benchmarks.
They went Creed, huh? That's where they went, huh? That's where they went in that thing. All right.
If we put a little thought about it, we ain't going Creed.
I'll go in a direction you want to roll here. I can't go Creed. We can go Tennessee Whiskey if you want to do that.
There you go.
I mean, we could. I would do that, but I wouldn't go Creed. I ain't got Creed in.
I don't know the words.
Yeah, someone like people that we can hear people texting in. They're singing Creed. Yeah, I mean, right. Damn it. See, now I took them out. All right. I mean, we're making really great rocket points. I had another one. and Creed and Ike Reese is parachuting in this thing and rolling through. I know, and I tell you one right now. Maybe I'm going out on a limb. I don't believe Creed was Ike's choice.
No, there's no question. When they first started yesterday, Ike was very uncomfortable with it. The two white guys led the way, and Ike eventually went on so long. Ike eventually got in.
Came in there.
There's no question about it.
That's interesting. I think we should listen. I think we should really think about this.
You are more than welcome. I will sit back and let you have the stage.
We've got a few more days. I think we should think about this and parachuting in.
Nah. If it had been your original idea, cool. But whoever does it next is going to look like an absolute douchebag.
We got it. No. It doesn't count as looking like a bag if we are countering and messing up their segment.
Oh, you're doing it. Oh, that's what it's about.
Yeah, I'm doing it. Yeah, because we got people in here that stopped thinking about that Rockets take and they're thinking about singing that song, Creed. Irwin comes in with "Baby Got Back." Dun, 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 dun. Like we got some thoughts. There is some thoughts. I think we can do something with.
You got a rat in your pocket?
Huh?
You got a rat in your pocket?
I don't have a rat in my pocket.
You better quit saying we. don't start that singing and expect me to dial
I'll,
in.
I'll like Reese you. I'll drag you in later.
I'll like Reese you.
I had never heard, "Do you got a rat in your pocket?" That's the first time I've heard. I'm sorry. I know you just looked at me. Never heard of that one. Is that a key one? We did a little tour earlier about. Yeah. Have you ever heard of that one? I got a rat.
When somebody keeps saying, "We going to do this, we going to do that," and they say, "You got a rat in your pocket?"
Never heard that.
You say, in other words, "we" is a multiple term, is plural.
I'm saying I'm one more yeah. person away from thinking we got a two American situation here. That's what I'm going to say. If Brandon don't got it, I don't know if anybody does. All right.
I'll bet $100 Brandon got it.
All right, try it real quick. Brandon, go ahead, explain.
Brandon, if he's sitting over there talking about we need to sing, we going to sing, we going to do this, we going to do that, and I say, "You got a rat in your pocket?" Do you know what I'm referring to?
You got a what?
If he's using the term we and saying doing anything, and I'm not real interested in doing it, and I say, "You got a rat in your pocket?" Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't have
two Americas. Mm-hmm. Two Americas. God, dog, it happened right there.
It's got to be more than one person involved if he's saying we, and I'm saying I'm not going. You got a rat in your pocket?
Oh, I get it. Okay.
No, you get it. You ain't never heard it. That's your first time, right?
I think that's probably deep stuff. That's got to be a
Baytown. How about this one? How about
a Baytown thing?
If you're from Silsbee, Texas, you'd have heard it.
Yeah.
How about this one? You keep saying who? Keep saying who this, who that, and I say, "Man, your feet fit the limb?"
Never heard it.
Mm-mm. You ain't got that one. Do you know what I'm referring to?
No.
Do your feet fit a limb?
I mean, I can process of elimination, get what you're saying, but I never heard. I'm looking at you like, what the hell is he talking about? I never heard that.
Damn, I thought Teresa had them.
I appreciate these.
You think Teresa got a red?
I'm gonna use that, Clint.
From South Georgia.
I'm gonna use it.
When somebody keeps talking about we, that you ain't real interested in doing it,
because normally when I hear we, you know, the response is we speak French, or I don't speak French, or something like
that. I've heard that.
You know what I mean? That's the one that's more common, I think. But I think I like this. You got
coming up next.
I'm with it.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.